Okay, so we are continuing in Shar Aleph here, Hakdama Gimel. We talk about this concept of Shvias HaKelim, where the Kelim broke, and then the responsibility, the Chiv to try to pick these pieces back up together. And in these broken pieces, we said there were hidden lights, Nitzelta, sparks of Kedusha, page Memchas. So he says now, V'chol HaShvira HaYisa B'chavana M'yuchades M'Hashem Yisbarach. The whole breaking wasn't just, it didn't just happen by accident. It was all part of the plan. Kidei sheyuchal liyos schar v'onish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way where there could be schar and onish, where there could be reward for doing the right thing and punishment for doing the wrong thing. Ki yi afshar litein schar v'onish rak kishyesh bechira latov lehepech. The only way you could reward someone and punish someone is if there are options. If there are no options, so there's no, he didn't make any decisions to reward or punish. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create a situation, a world where there are options. And the only way to create options was to make a shvir, to break. Why? Because it was through the breaking that created this klipa, the distractions, the yitahara to draw us to do other things. If there's nothing drawing us to do anything wrong, then there's no decision to make. It was clear what to do, and we had all the Yitzhak Tov just to do the right thing. So we don't get rewarded. We do it, robots don't get rewarded, because robots do what they're supposed to do. But the only way for man to have options on the table was to create a shvira. The shvira created a darkness. It created distractions and desires to do other things than we're supposed to. And now we have the struggle, and that creates a situation where if we make the right decision, we get rewarded. If we make the wrong decision, we get punished. Therefore, Nikra Hashvir b'shem Aveda Midas. Aveda Midas, person suicide is called Aveda Midas. So it was a willingness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu willingly broke the kelim. It was a Aveda Midas. Willingly is a Shvir Sakelim. Perish Shakelim Nidru b'chavana Yuchandes Amnas Lishaber. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order to be broken. Now keep in mind, this is just a side point, but very much parallel, Shvir's Haluchos also is very much like this. The first Luchos were broken, and then the second Luchos, it's very parallel. B'chidei, Shiyiplu HaNitzotot V'yovdu B'soha Klipa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Kalim in order to break the Kalim so that there will be hidden sparks of Kedusha in the Klipas. V'anu B'nei Adam Nasuk B'zeh Kol Yameinu B'halos Eilu HaNitzotim Havudim. We're going to spend our whole lives on trying to elevate these sparks that are lost, that shuvei kelim lachzirim l'sharshim, to bring them back to its root, to put the pieces back together. V'yaziyah nishlam tachlas habriya, and through that, the purpose of the creation will be complete. Sheshem yisbarach yitav l'briyosav, l'shalim schar tov ba'ad avodasam v'kodesh, by paying us reward for doing the right thing. Achein.
I don't know, this is before our generation.
Yeah, this is all setting up setting up the stage, yeah.
So, I mean, the world was not perfect.
Correct.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, so you have to figure out how that works. Everything, it repeats itself. Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating a perfect world, and then it was broken. So was it really perfect? You're saying it really wasn't perfect. Or was it perfect, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, paralleled Adam to the before Shvias HaKelim, and then the Cheda Adam was a Shvias HaKelim. But, Ein Echanam. Achein im ha'adam chotei chas v'sham, a person does the wrong thing, be'ela nitzotzim hu garu me'od, with these sparks. So daish lo helo, so not only did he not elevate these sparks, ela af horid es ha'nitzotzim yotzer le'omek, he actually brought them down even further. Makum ha'klipos. Just for example, again, you know, we're not at these levels yet, but a person eats a piece of steak. He can eat a piece of steak in a way to serve Hashem better, and he can elevate them. He can eat the steak because he enjoys the steak, and that lowers it. Ulepamim, sometimes Mosif lahapil o nitotzim chadoshim lahaklipos rachmanotan. Sometimes, not only is he downgrading the nitotzos that he's directly involved in, that's directly in that piece of steak, if you will, but sometimes he brings along down with it some other nitotzos that weren't even there. Shezel lo tziv Hashem Yisbarach lo ratzel lahoridam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want, he didn't command them, but somehow he could drag along other sparks that may have been on the right side, but he could drag them down to the good side. This is all very theoretical, obviously, right now. Lachain, therefore, Nikra nitzotzin shenafla yidei chateinu b'shem aveda shlamidas. So now he writes, using these terms, so let's say, I don't know, let's say a person's learning in a place he shouldn't be learning. Learning in an inappropriate place. Certain things, it smells bad, or if it's inappropriate things around there. So now, again, I'm not sure if this term, I'm just giving you an example to highlight the point, though. But now his learning that was once nitzotos of Kedusha, but by him learning in a context that's inappropriate, he's now taken nitzotos of Kedusha and brought them to the bad side, which is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention. That's Aveda Shalom Midas. Aveda Midas is HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent nitzotos down to the Shivrei Kelim. And that's our job to kind of sift through, hunt through, and bring them back up. And when we do things of Gashmias with the positive outlook, we're able to elevate them. And sometimes we don't, we push them down further. But those are only totes of Aveda Midas. But then there's a whole other category of Aveda Shalom Midas. And Kadosh Baruch Hu never wanted those sparks to be there. We've done something wrong with good nitzotos, like the example of learning in the wrong places, and that brings them Aveda Shalom Midas, that's unwilling. That was not a Kadosh Baruch Hu's intention. Fine. So now, he explains, so we've been talking very theoretical about these Kalim. So he's going to try to give a little more meat to it. V'yata now, nivayir avodas kol hazayin midos b'pratis. Now let's explain each of these seven midos, these seven kalim in detail. U'b'habachir b'hem shenasai de'hashvir. And the decision-making that comes about through the breaking of these midos, the breaking of these kalim. Hinei, he's going to just list the seven first. Hazayin kalim, tachtonim heim, the seven lower vessels, are called chesed, gvura, tveres, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus. These are the seven. The most well-known to you guys probably from Sfiras Omer, found in the Siddurim. That is Chesed Shebechesed, Gvur Shebechesed. Each week is connected to each one of these. And then each day of the week is also connected to one of them. Pulasam, Vashbasam, their actions and their effects. Yisbar, Lekaman, V'Hakdamos, Habalos. We're going to elaborate on each of them. U'mehem, from them, Nimshechim, Kochos, Hasheva, Midos, Badam, Shehim. So the kalim, when we just described the names of the kalim, the vessels, but now the koach, the feelings that affiliate with them are as follows. Ava goes with chesed. A person who's a baal chesed, that chesed breeds ava. Yira, the kessel of gvura, it creates yira, fear. Hisparis is, we'll have to define that, he'll explain further, but it means literally like something beautiful. It's usually like a nice equilibrium of chesed and gvura coming together, a nice bridge of those two. Nitzachon is a victory. That comes from the keli called netzach. Hodoya is praise or appreciation or thanks. Hiskashrus, yisod hiskashrus is connection. And ma'lucha is a ruling over something. These are just, again, he's just giving terms. We have to use these kalim to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each one has its own place, and that way it's going to elaborate in the rest of this Hagdama. So let's read a little further. So Aleph, Kliya Chesed. The first one, Kliya Rishon Hazayin Kalim. The first of the vessels is called Chesed. Nivra Kedei Sheyehem Midas Ha'ava Ba'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chesed in order that there's love in this world, there's Ava in this world, that we love each other, that we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lev was Hashem Yisbarach, Moshe Kosev, to love Hashem, as it says, Ve'aft Eis Hashem Lekecha. Lev was HaTorah, Kadosh Shalasek Ba, Ba'ava L'kayim Kol Mitzvaseh, Ba'ava Rabba, to love Hashem, to love the Torah, to love the learning. That's why it says, Ava Rabba is the bracha we're going to say soon. Ve'idei Shavira, but through the breaking of the Kalim, and this one in particular, Naflu K'tzas Minitzotzeh Ava L'Klipa, Liftos Es Ha'odom, Lev Dvarm Gashmim, Dvarm Rav. This is very important. That through the breaking, Ava now, the love, desires, not only came for to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to the Torah, but now manifests itself in other areas, Rachmana Litzlam. It's very important. Every Midah, there's good and there's bad. So a person who oftentimes, again, it's always exceptions, and don't ever pin anyone this way, but a person who oftentimes is about chesed, a person who loves others and good relationships, so oftentimes that person struggles with inyanim of arayos, that area, because it's about ava, it's love. Mm-hmm. A person, for example, who struggles with, well, not struggles, but has a midah of gvura. Person's very strong, and he's very mesuder. Oftentimes the weakness will come out, he'll be very angry, he can lead to murder. So every positive quality has an opposite negative quality. So chesed, the positive chesed, but the negative is arayos. Gevura, the opposite of gevura, is going to lead to ritzicha. So they're extremes, and hopefully the person finds a proper balance. Now, you're right, so I'll finish off with this. V'yesh b'chir b'yado, now that we have this ava, went down with the shvir sakelim to the other side, yesh b'chir b'yado, we have the option, livchor le'evos ha-kadosh baruch hu, v'saraso, shumukra ava. We have the option, how do you use our ava, how do we channel our love? Should it be towards the kadosh baruch hu and to the Torah? Oh, livchor leav dvarm gashmi v'raim mitanuge olam hazeh Hashem kal minusat. Or do we love things? He's being very powerful here, but love food and steaks, which are things that come and go. Or love things that are even far worse than just that. But we have to. We all have ava. We all have that chesed. Now, some people are bali chesed. We all have these different kalim. And some are more pronounced than others. But either way, we all have an ava, and we have the option. We have to decide how to use it properly to get the proper schar and not, chas v'shalom, the onesh. Okay, shkoyach.